Okay, good evening, everybody. So we are going through the different periods of Shabbos. One of the things we said is that we've elaborated upon is that every period of Shabbos is unique, and it's actually a buildup. And for the last two or three weeks, really, we've been talking about the day of Shabbos. The day of Shabbos allows clarity to, so to speak, levels of faith, of munah, that we don't have, not even on a Friday night, not even on a Lil Shabbos, not even on a Friday night, we have clarity in our munah on Shabbos. It's actually atik yoyman, it's this level of seeing Hashem, being with Hashem, clarity in Hashem. And even I mentioned, you know, in the different metaphors that Rabbi Pinkus did about, like, even when you don't have questions when something's clear to you. You have questions when there's an element of doubt. You don't have to start figure things out if something's apparent and evident. And we're talking about how faith goes with that as well. And certainly Shabbos morning, the level we get is based on that. So on that note, v'yesh kan nekuda chashuva, is a salient, important point we should focus on. Lamana emes, ha-Shabbos, the truth is Shabbos, kula, the entire Shabbos, mitchilaso, from the beginning, from Friday night, all the way to the end of Shabbos, is begeder aspeklaria ha-me'ira. Aspeklaria ha-me'ira is what the Gemara, the Talmud refers to as the highest level of prophecy, when you can see things absolutely clear. Most of the Nevi'im, or the prophets, saw Nevu'ah, but there's still an element of fuzziness, of haziness. It wasn't as clear as Moshe Rabbeinu, as Moses, for example, was a speklaria de Me'iro. And Shabbos has that level where we can come to clarity in our emunah, clarity in our faith in Hashem. Remez adam mashikasev, that verse, just an allusion, that the pasuk says, the erev aboker, every day of creation, it was an evening and it was morning. The ilu b'Shabbos, it doesn't say erev at all. There's no night. Erev, of course, is night. It was night and day. Shabbos, with the pasuk in the beginning of Bereishis, where it talks about the creation of the world, it talks about Shabbos. It says, doesn't say the erev aboker. It says ufi yom hashvi'i Shabbos v'yanafash, as we say yom hash, right? Shekal Shabbos kul haviyom. The entire Shabbos was day. All of Shabbos is day. All of Shabbos is clarity. All of Shabbos is a level of emunah, of faith, of knowledge, of intimacy with Hashem, so to speak. V'chsiv zachar shem haShabbos akatcho. Also, that we say you should remember Shabbos to sanctify it. Kol oisim melacha b'yom haShabbos. God forbid a person who transgresses the Shabbos and does melacha on Shabbos is most yuma. So oy psukim rabim, every time it's yoyim haShabbos, it's the day of Shabbos. V'lo dorshin al shum halacha melacha Shabbos biyom v'layla. It doesn't say night and day on Shabbos, as it says in many other places. And again, the reason is be'emes Shabbos is kula or Shabbos is all light, illumination. V'aspeklara de me'ir, this clarity of vision, on Shabbos. Mitchilaso, from Friday night till all the way to the end. V'oy raya mash v'lo Shabbos. Another thing, just to point out, on the night of Shabbos, oymer v'yichulu, we say Friday night, both at the end, after Shmona Esrei in davening, and in Kish, we say Ve'chulu. Because of the Torah says that we say Ve'chulu, we acknowledge that all of creation was ended the sixth day and the Shabbos was sanctified. It's Edus. It's testimony. By the way, that's why if you daven along Shmona Esrei, the Mishnah Berurah says the custom is to say Ve'chulu with a second person. You should have two people, like two witnesses, saying Ve'chulu. There are those who argue on that. That's the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah. Most people do that. But with witnesses, Ha'ei psua b'yedia ela b'riya v'ovad. Okay? You have to see it. Let's say I know something happened. I can't testify based on knowledge. In halacha, in a Jewish court, in the Sanhedrin, in the Beis Din, you have to see it. You can't say, I know it. I investigate, I know it. To give edus, it's always re'iyah. In fact, the Gemara Makos and Sanhedrin, if you're looking at different houses, could you be joining in a group, not joining? If you see partially and not partially, it goes through all these deliberations, what's considered seeing, what's circumstantial evidence, and what's direct evidence. That's American law terminology. That's actually, all those concepts are found in the Talmud way before, American criminal law. So, Ela Be'emes HaBehirah Shel Shabbos is that it's begeder ri'ah. We're saying v'chul, which is testimony. We see it. We have clarity on Shabbos. Even in seeing, there's levels of seeing. As Yeshaya says, I will see Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, says, you can't see Hashem, right? Yeshaya says, I saw Hashem. Hashem told Moshe, it was way, 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 way higher than Isaiah, than Yeshaya, you can't see me. With the Gemara, Makashu Krayadali, what is it? Right? Could you see Hashem or can you see Hashem? Elakol Anavim, Nistakblu, Aspeklar, Shemir, all the other prophets. So that, again, Isaiah, Yeshaya says he saw Hashem, and Hashem tells Moshe, who's way bigger than Yeshaya, you can't see me and live. So isn't that a contradiction? And it's really not, because the other Nevi'im, they saw fuzzy, hazy, in general a prophecy, whereas Moshe Rabbeinu saw it with clarity. And therefore, had Moshe Rabbeinu saw with his level, he would have had to die. Right? You can't see Moshe, it was impossible for Moshe to have that. And the same things like Shabbos. Vada, all of Shabbos is for sure light, illumination. Friday night is a time of tremendous illumination, spiritual illumination, clarity in faith, and in knowledge, and in holiness. And it's a level of re'iyah. But you can't compare, in a day, Matchila Shabbos, you can't compare the beginning of Shabbos and to the Kedusha, the holiness, the sanctity that comes as Shabbos continues. V'afal pisha zu re'iyah v'zu re'iyah, and even though both of the night and the day, you can see. Mikol Makom, nevertheless, Yom HaShabbos is a day. The day of Shabbos is Kabbalas Pshnei Shchina. It's you actually have so to speak the divine presence amongst us, and it's a higher level of Aspeklar the Hamira. And by the way, says Reb Pinkus, the Tefilas Harishonis, you can see in the liturgy in the Nusach HaTefilah. Exactly this. We say, Ata Kidashta, we say, Aviyismach Moshe. And the many of the works that go through the Nusach HaTefillah, the liturgy, the language of the Tefillahs, and again, in Shabbos, all the Mariv is different than the Shacharis, which is different than the Mincha of Shabbos. And many of the Sfarim point out that the Tefillahs on Shabbos, the prayers on Shabbos, are actually compared to a wedding. So mitchilas hakedusha. When you know when you have a wedding, the first thing according to halacha in the old days, Talmudic times, it was actually way earlier, is the kedushin. But even today, we have the first of the kedushin, and then the nisuin. Right? You have the first cup of wine, and you have the kedushin. You read the ksuba, then you do the nisuin under the chuppah. And kedushin is like we say Friday night, ata kidashta. That's the level of Friday night kedushin. Shabbos morning is Yismach Moshe. Shabbos morning is Yismach Moshe. Moshe rejoiced. That's the Nisuin. What happens right after you get Nisuin? Where do you dance them out, right? And where do they go? Into the Yichud room. That's Atze Echad. So Friday night, we say Atze Gidashta. Shabbos morning is Nisuin. We say Yismach Moshe. Mincha, what do we say? Atze Echad. We're one. We have Yichud with Hashem. That's the progression that we have in our emunah, in our relationship with Hashem over Shabbos. We need kedushin. When you first become, I think in a common vernacular in English, you call it betrothed to your spouse. Right? You become betrothed. You're not married yet. You become in halacha forbidden to everyone else, designated in a level of marriage, which is only kedushin. You become you sanctify for each other, which is erisin, is another language in the Talmud. It's a shas, it's a period. Again, at the time of the Talmud, they would do this even a year earlier, and they prepare between Kedushin and Nisuin for a whole year. Now, they got married when they're 12, 13, 14 years old, considerably younger. They didn't live in the society we did today. For many, many hundreds of years, we've had Kedushin and Nisuin the same time period. Same date, same night, but technically speaking, you could do Kiddush Yom much earlier. And what kedushin is a kris sebris. It's you making a covenant. You are designating each other to be married. Aval, but you know, it's obviously not intimate until after nisuin, like right, and you don't have the oneness of separation of being together at that period. And the same thing with Lil Shabbos. When we come to the Friday night, Shayyidei Bir Chidush Olam, we come to an understanding Friday night. We come to a clarity of the idea of that the world has a creator and a beginning, and that on Shabbos everything stops, and we acknowledge that, and we change everything about our week. Everything that you shut off the internet, you shut off the world, and you leave your job behind, and you leave all the politics behind, hopefully, and you the stock market and all of the noise of this world, which is blinding at some level from the more important things of what we could and should be doing. And you come to that, of course, you make a bris, you make a covenant with Hashem, we're marrying Hashem, we're, so to speak, we're renewing, you know, we're connecting, right? So, and it creates a love and a bond. About l'machras b'yom ha-Shabbos, right? When you get kedushin, so you've now, it's way more than an engagement kedushin. It's like you're actually in halacha, you have to have a get. I mean, it's serious stuff, right? You're married, you're designated, and you know, you're together. Again, we will do that under. When you have a chuppah, you first do kedushin and nisuin. We do it all together today, but you know, but the next step, is, and for us, it's the morning of Shabbos. It's megam pnei kala. That's when you're having nisuin, and that's when Hashem, so to speak, comes. We become. Hashem's presence is with us. That's why Yisnach Moshe, rejoice. My nifach, we say, we're so happy at Shabbos, right? You imagine, you know, there's a level of frustration between Kedushin and Nisuin. And on Shabbos morning, we're at the next level already. We're there. We've ascended higher on the level of faith, of understanding, of knowledge, of vision, and of relationship. My nifach, it's an amazing thing. Then we refer to the joy. What do we say Shabbos morning in the davening and the prayers? Yismach Moshe. Right? It's amazing that we call this joy of Shabbos. We call it in the name of Moshe. Because Shabbos all is called the Chelek of Moshe. We know that even in before the giving of the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu told the Jews were slaves. He convinced Paro to give us off on Shabbos. And the way Moshe did, of course, you have to talk Paro's language, there'll be better workers, you get the day off, right? There'll be more productive workers, you know, slave masters, where they care about productivity. So, and he convinced Paro to give him the day off of Shabbos. And the reason is not just on, he gave us off, is that Shabbos, the Etzim, the level of Shabbos is, of course, that we are connected to Hashem. And Moshe gives us that connection more than any other part. Iker Inivosh Moshe. And the idea of Moshe, and the difference between Moshe and all the other Navim, is when he says, in Yitzis Mitzrayim, it was when he left Mitzrayim, listen to this, it was when he left Egypt, Lo Yidei Malach, it wasn't an angel took us out, or a seraph, or a seraph is another higher, different level of angel, right? There's a fine seraph, and it's different levels in the spiritual world. V'lai de shliach, it wasn't any intermediary. And Hashem took us out of Egypt. Very interesting. It says, and another verse says, another pasuk says, v'yishlech malach, Hashem sent a malach, and he took us out of Mitzrayim. And the answer, which our sages tell us, that the malach, this angel, this messenger was Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe literally was the conduit, so to speak. I don't want to get too deep into Kabbalah right now, but he was the conduit for Hashem went literally through him, right? Through Moshe. I say, so much so that the Talmud says about Moshe that the Shechinah, the Beret Mitzvah, that it wasn't Moshe speaking, it was God speaking. The whole Moshe and everything about Moshe, he literally was nullified for Hashem, and the prophecy of Moshe. Shederach Moshe niten dibur la Hashem leYisrael beEchos, shol bechvoydu v'atzmo. When Moshe gave prophecy, as opposed to these great people we can't even imagine, like Yeshaya, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Hezekiel, right? Malachi, you name it, all the Nevi'im, even Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, the difference of Moshe Rabbeinu, it was total clarity. It says, as the Pasuk says, Adonai Moshe Avdecha, from Moshe your servant, Mipich Vodecha, it was your mouth, it was your glory, Hashem. What we heard from Moshe was Hashem's glory, and that's what Shabbos is. Shabbos Kodesh, the day of Shabbos, is the idea of the prophecy of Moshe, in particular. It's actually the day the Torah was given. We know Shabbat was given, a matan Torah was given at that moment. And Kedushas Yom HaShabbos, and we refer to the holiness of the day of Shabbos, the Arizal says, is Atika Kadisha. Is again, it's the ancient name which is referring to Hashem. And it's actually one of the references to that language is in a pasuk in Daniel, verse of Daniel. That it's netak, that God is separated beyond all comprehension, right? The essence of God is we can't even begin to comprehend it. We're so finite, God is so infinite, it's way beyond our comprehension. Amnam im niratzim mikol makom lahagdir mahi eches habracha va'kedusha shel atika kadisha. What's the bracha and the holiness of Atika Kadisha? V'shezoichem la b'Shabbos Kodesh, we merit on Shabbos. Al zeh kaseh behemshech ha'pasach, we say it's levusha ketel chiva lovan kesheleg ha'amuvim mashal lovash hanum. God, so to speak, wearing these white garments. What that means is the midos of Yisparach, the attributes of God, are like white like snow, so to speak. Which is a reference, it's not, God's not physical, no. It's a reference in Kabbalah for chasadim, kindness, rachamim, mercy, gemurim, without any judgment, without any din. It's just God's total mercy and kindness. U'chaloshin chazal al Shabbos, v'chol dinin mis'avrimineh. All of the judgments, all of the prosecuting angels, all of the reasons we should be damaged, certainly spiritually, are pushed off on Shabbos. The levush v'amidus, and the levush, the clothing, again, these are metaphors, spiritual metaphors, which we talk about the 13 attributes of kindness, that's what dominates Shabbos. And when he says levush, again, these are very esoteric, big concept, just scratching the surface, but suffice it to say, that's the essence of Shabbos morning. And Levush is, again, is a mashal, a metaphor for the character, characteristics, so to speak, of God, of kindness, of mercy. Now, if you want to know what a person is, it's their character traits. Right, when you understand people, it's who their essence is, right? It's not what they look like. It's not they dress up in a costume. It's who they are. Right? You know, your spouse will know who you are. How you are? Are you crabby? Are you positive? Are you negative? Are you kind? Are you lazy? Are you diligent? Right? That's who we are. Our essence is our character traits, and that's, so to speak, God's essence. Also, how we deal with the world. So, Moshe Adam Shoshai Makir Atas Pony. You know, when you do shidduch, when you look at people getting married, you ask about them, right? So you ask, who are they? Nice? Are they quiet? Are they talkative? Right? Who are they? Explain to me, what's their essence? Tell me about them. You talk about whether they're kind, whether they're merciful, whether they're angry, all this type of stuff. Make a shiroyim adam, v'roitz v'datzis mehusa primis mebli ledaber ito lakiro. You know, when you want to see a person, you're not asking about them. You look at them. You look at their clothes. How, are they dressed in a way of a scholar? Do they look like a punk? Do they look like a scholar? Whatever. Again, there's an idea of clothes, right? There's a certain level of clothes which describe the person. And as far as just for us, again, we're just the midas that we talk about, the 13 character traits of kindness of. Is Kel and Rachum and Chanun, and about how God deals with the world with ultimate chesed. Even the bad is chesed. Even the bad is kindness. Eternal kindness. Again, we're not getting into how we understand this always, but that it's ultimate kindness. And in general, these times dominate on Rosh Hashanah, on on Yom Kippur, and they fill the world that we should be here. There shouldn't be nuclear war, World War III. There shouldn't be a continuation of Jewish people. We should be living and healthy. You know, Yehuda Steinberg just mentioned to me that every moment, you get every step you take, you need God's mercy, right? And even when you fall, you need God's mercy to continue, right? Everything we do in this world, we need Chazdei Hashem. On Shabbos, the whole essence is Hashem's kindness in this world. Is Chesed, the essence of Shabbos, is Chesed Rachamim and Ishir. And therefore, it's the whole Shabbos is like that. And so in the morning, when you come to this clarity, is like that. And as we're going to get to next week, Yom Tov Mincha, when we say, I'm giving you a prayer right before we open the Torah, we say a prayer. At a moment, it bothers me, by the way, the least attended minyan in many places is Mincha on Shabbos. And as we'll see next week, when you get to Mincha, we're at the highest levels. That's a tremendous loss. Right? What a loss to squander Mincha on Shabbos. That period, Shal Shuddis, Mincha, Halig, holy. We're going to get to that. But we get to that, we say, Anis Vascha Yishratzon, Ninja, we're talking the Mincha of Shabbos, and Shabbos, though, all of Shabbos is Yishratzon. It's always a time where we can ask, where we can have our needs being answered, where we're close to Hashem, we're in Hashem's presence, and we're going to build up next week to talk about how Mincha is really the apex at a certain level of this. Okay, so hold here on Shabbos.